oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They were alive until someone decided otherwise. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Well, if you're planning on getting your child a Luigi hat from the Mario movies or anything Luigi related this year for Christmas, you may have a hard time finding it. It's become one of the hottest gifts of the year for individuals who are relating to Luigi Mangione. This is a 26-year-old University of Pennsylvania graduate who was, or allegedly is, the shooter of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. It's been very interesting watching all of the public reaction to this. Bob Mata, defense attorney, joining us, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, because there's shootings all the time in this country, and most of the time, you don't agree with the shooter, no matter what. It's like, this is not good. I'd say you got a good chunk of the country, dare I say more than 50%, that's like, I get it. I mean, I think all of us, to a certain extent, get it, but it's not something that any of us would condone doing. We've all had incidences or know somebody who's been screwed over by the healthcare industry and maybe even died. I mean, that's the scary part about this. So one can take a look at this and go, well, you know, my uncle, whoever, whatever, somebody, they died, that person died. I have multiple people who have been screwed over by this. Why should I care about this person? Brian Thompson no longer is an individual. He is an image that represents the industry as a whole. What's been your thoughts as this has continued to roll out in the public's reaction?
Yeah, it was obviously a story that gripped me. Like, initially, I remember when the shooting occurred, that, you know, early morning hours in Manhattan, I think it was, what, on the 4th of December. And I immediately thought, wow. All right. So this is, like, in my mind, it was like the John Q. Public, Denzel Washington plot, where, you know, has a sick kid, you know, denied coverage. His kid dies. They could have saved his kid's life. He doesn't give a shit, goes out and does this. So that, like, that's my initial thought. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you're kind of just speculating during the five day landing the arrest on the 6 day manhunt. And, you know, and then it all breaks loose. So now it starts coming out. He's got, you know, like it turns out he comes from generational wealth. Like he's not Robin Hood.
No,
like he's not that guy.
No, he's not.
You know, and like kind of that concept that like we all as American citizens, and I think that people that may listen to your shows around the country, but out of the country rather, have a very clear understanding, especially in countries that have socialized medicine, understand the plight that we have in this country with respect to our healthcare system, which is fucked.
Yeah.
Like there's no, no one is going to sit here and say that we have an amazing healthcare system in this country because we don't.
Unless you've never used it. I've right. heard that from people. I'm like, well, what interaction have you had with it? Have you ever been in for anything? No. Well, then you have no idea. Have a kid. Go in for right. anything. Have your appendix burst. Every single time I've ever used the healthcare system, and I have insurance. Insurance screws up. You have to double check and triple check
everything.
It's
a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And they have weird systems where they'll try and bill you when they don't need to, when they don't tell you that, and then we'll reimburse. I mean, it's insane.
It's utterly insane.
And oh, by the way, well, this was uncovered under your insurance. We know you were under anesthesia at the time, so you can't like refuse it. So we had to do it, but they're saying they're not going to cover it. So you have to pay for it. Then you have to get in a fight with your insurance company and the hospital. And God knows who else the hospital brought in. And though they have a bill over there, but we're not going to cover that. That's the American healthcare system.
That is it.
And unless you have the money to like ride that a little bit, you're fucked.
you're fucked. And it's a system wherein you've got to hit your deductible before they're paying for a goddamn thing. And if you're relatively healthy and say, for instance, like we both have kids, you know, my kid gets a knee injury, you know, as a gymnast, and she has to go in and have surgery. And then I haven't met the deductible. I'm paying out of fucking pocket exactly. up until I hit my nut. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, or
so you better have, like, at the very least, which most people do not, a good $5,000 to $10,000 sitting around that you can part with just like that.
At the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's the whole thing about healthcare. You never know when you're going to need it. I mean,
exactly.
like that's always going to be the big surprise in your life.
Yep.
It's like, oh my God, like either my health or somebody I love, their health is failing or something has happened catastrophic and we have to deal with it immediately. And you know, you're never prepared for it mentally and typically not financially either. So look, all that aside, you don't fucking go and kill people.
No,
like that ain't it, man. That ain't it. Like I get like if there's this picture, there's this old great, like kind of spoof news thing that came out like 10 years ago that I thought was the most hilarious story that I had ever read. And it was about this couple that was allegedly living in the attic of a Walmart cooking meth and had been living up there for 2 years. And like, they had a whole setup. They were like, they had a TV from down there. They had a whole setup and they like somehow Walmart didn't know about it for 2 years. It turns out the whole thing was a spoof, but there were these two pictures, these two mugshots of these people have been like seared in my, like in my mind for 10 years. So they're the funniest pictures I've ever seen. Point being, if Luigi Mangione isn't such a good looking kid, like this thing is, because you've got the two angles. You got the fact that he's a really good looking guy. So you got that weird Bundy shit going on.
Yeah.
And then you've got the fact that there's a lot of people that his alleged cause resonates with. Now, the problem with his alleged cause is that he has generational wealth. Like his grandfather created a legacy, which he has destroyed.
Yeah.
I feel terrible for that family.
Yeah.
Like he has set Italians back, like my people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100 years. And he just has to have such an ethnic sounding name. That there's no question he's fucking Italian. I'm like, that's the first thing. I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, it's a fucking Italian guy. It's like, we're finally making our way out of like, we're all part of the mafia.
No, he's a small
Luigi
Asian man.
Luigi Mangione. Hey, yeah,
turns out he's
the because of the meatballs were too spicy. You know, it's like, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. So
I know. Yeah. I know. It turns out he's a small Asian man. He was adopted.
That would have been so much better for Italians. But yeah, I'm like, but I mean, we kid, but like for Brian Thompson and his family, I feel terrible. I mean, the man the man worked his up through an industry, and probably it was probably the greatest day of his life when he got offered the job as a CEO. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we all like we all can feel like, yeah, that's kind of a gross job to have just because of a board. Mm-hmm. A board of directors is telling what these people what to do. They're, it's a money-driven company. Look, if you want to live in a capitalist society, then you have to accept the fact that there are going to be wealthy people, mm-hmm. and that everybody is going to be driven by money. Yeah. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
You cannot have it fucking both ways. Like we're not a socialist company. Like, and we have a ton of socialist shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our firefighters, our cops, like our core, everything like that is all socialism, mm-hmm. you know? And like, so, but you can't have it both ways. Where do we all think it's pretty gross that like five people own all the wealth in the world? I mean, I think I just read today that Elon just is the first person to pass $400 billion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's somebody else posted. It's like, we have like, I think like he could give every human being on the planet $1 billion and still have over $300 billion. Dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You get every.
I think it's probably less than that. Single person. But yes, yeah. A lot of money. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, how many people are there on the planet? 8 billion? 8 billion? I think.
Is that it? Well, shit. Then you're right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So he gives. Yeah. So, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like the point being, like, the disparity in the wealth distribution is obviously an issue, right? So like that is going to resonate with people on a real fundamental scale. The concept that the insurance companies are a nightmare and that our healthcare system is a nightmare is going to resonate with people. Notwithstanding that,
well,
we do not live in the Wild West.
No.
We are not allowed to kill people because we don't like what they do for a living or of a perceived harm. We just can't live like that. Like,
no.
I mean, if we're going to allow that to become the norm, then we are living in a nightmare world in very, very short order. It's going to be the fucking purge in real life. Like, oh, we're going to have like one night where you can just go out and murder anybody you want.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to live in the purge? I don't want
to
live.
No. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.